Yerushalmi Ma'ase Sheni corresponding to Bavli, Bechoyres Daf Chof Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Beis, on the fifth line, at the end of the line, Masnifin Deloy. Masnifin Deloy Kurbi Doisa, Tatani, Mechalin Ma'ase Sheni Alasimoin, the Rabbi Doisa, the Chachomim Oisim. The mission does not follow Rabbi Doisa, because the Brisa taught that Rabbi Doisa says one may redeem Ma'ase Sheni onto a token, the Chachomim prohibit it. Ma'atam Rabbi Doisa, Vesata Kesev, Davashu Nitzra Mechaveiroi. What's Rabbi Doisa's reasoning? The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yudavid Pasuk Kof Hei, and bind up, which is Vesalta, the money. Something that can be wrapped up, Nitzra, can be used, and that would include a token. And then we have the Girsa Mai Tamad Rabbonon, Shiesh Lo Tzura V'Yotza Gav Tzurase. What's the Rabbon's reasoning? The Pasuk includes something that is minted, which is the Loshon of Tzura, and is in circulation as a result. Rabbi Yosi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Divrei Rabbi Doisa, Mechalin Ma'aseh Al Litra Shel Kesev. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, according to Rabbi Doisa, one may redeem Ma'aseh Sheni onto a litra of silver, even though it's not a coin, since its weight is known and it's somewhat spendable. Ilo Amar, she say litra, Havin Amrin, K'Shem She Amar Kesev, Kach Amar Zahav. Ilo Amar Kesev, Havin Amrin, she say Shivrei Ka'aros Utamchuyim, Havin, she say litra Shel Kesev. If Rabbi Yochanan would have merely said a litra, which is a piece, one could have said it applies to gold as much as silver. And if you would have merely said silver, one could have said that one could redeem even onto broken bowls and pans of silver. Therefore he said, a litra of silver. Ala Simon, hakol moedim she'em mechalin oisei almois hanesunois lo'olia. The Braisa taught that Rabbi Doisa disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah and permits redeeming onto a token. All agree there that one may not redeem onto money given to a bathhouse attendant who would accept coins as if they were worth even more than their actual worth. That's according to their value for the bathhouse attendant, but one may redeem according to their value for the turmas bean seller. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that if there's a coin that has become disqualified but the government still accepts it, it's like a token and it's a dispute between Rabbanon and Rabbi Doisa. Mechia, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said he disagrees, and he says it's like a coin of earlier kings about which is a sefer in Ma'aseh Sheni says that they may be used to redeem. So we have a dispute between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chia as to what Rabbi Yonason actually said. Neime im haya yotza al gav tzurase mechal v'im lavin mechal. Let's say if it can be spent because of its image, it may be used to redeem, and if not, it may not. Malbeir Shemoat Kugoin Ben Kuziva Einoi Mechal. A coin that was issued by a person who revolted, such as Ben Kuziva, may not be used to redeem. Hayola Mois Shel Yain Nesech, I should say. What's the law concerning coins that were exchanged with Nesech wine, which is used for idolatry? Asa Uvda Kam Rabbi Imi, Amar Yoylech Hanoyel Yamamelech. Such a case came before Rabbi Imi, and he said, take their benefit to the Dead Sea, means one may not gain any benefit from such coins. Hayola Mois Al Diskinis. What's the law concerning coins of Diskinus, which is an earlier king? Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi Abo, mechalin kedech shen yofes etzer haltumasa. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Abo, answered that one may redeem them with them according to their value for the tumas bean seller. Bikish lo tziam mechalin kedech shi mechal aleihem. When he wants to spend them in Yerushalayim, he should redeem them according to the rate he had redeemed the Ma'aseh Sheni onto them.